Om Shanti. Good morning. The Brahman songs that have been created are very, very beautiful because each word of the song, of the lyrics, has a meaning. And I know that some years ago we tried to translate all the songs, but after that I don't think anybody's taken it on as a job. But this one was talking about how fill your inner apron with all the treasures that God can give, and He is giving everything at this moment. So just to keep filling, but also sharing, because the more I give, the more I receive. Today's Murali has many, many memories, because it was the time when we were preparing for Global Cooperation for a Better World. And it had been Baba's direct instructions through Dadi Gulzar that told us that we had to do this project and what the project was going to be about. Baba gave very specific instructions. And of course, when you follow those instructions, then yes, there's success. So both the international projects that Baba inspired us to do were amazing. This was in the 80s. And we haven't had similar things since then. Different service has been happening, which is great. But that particular aspect of service, where it was international projects, was different. So today Baba's talking about the balance of service, but also remembrance. And of course, absolutely vital. Service is easy because we are used to doing service, we are used to doing. And so it's very easy to come to Baba and continue with the act of doing, doing and doing. But to be detached and take not just morning and evening yoga, but regular moments of reflection through the day, through traffic control, to be able to have those moments is so valuable and important, because it is those moments that then enable us to see what's going on and what I need to do. So Baba's talking about how even within a few moments of powerful remembrance, you can take a huge amount of power from Baba. But I really want to take up another question that I was asked yesterday, and it's in the context of the Murali that Baba's talking about today. And the question was something that many of you might have been asked also. And this was the gathering of the souls who have taken Baba's knowledge through Zoom, and some have started coming here for Murali, and some are seated here. But some live far away, and so they haven't been coming as the others, but it was a special gathering for them. So it was English-speaking, Hindi-speaking, Tamil-speaking, and of course the greatest majority was many Bharatvasis, but in the English-speaking in the camp, because people have lost their language, I think. It's now 3-4 generations since there were the Indian immigrants who came. So I understand that completely. I had to learn Hindi. I didn't know Hindi, and so I had to learn it. So, but it's possible, it's easy, it's not so difficult. But the question within the English-speaking group was, when we say I, and generally it's ego that's saying I, is it also possible that even when we are thinking about the soul, even in that stage, can there be ego that comes in? It's a very interesting question. And the ego of this and all the things connected, possessions and position and role and responsibility on that external level, Of course, Baba's explained that be soul conscious and you'll be able to detach from all of these things, and you're going to be able to experience yourself as that being of light and that detachment and connection with Baba. But even in that awareness of soul, is it possible that ego creeps in? Well, Baba tells that it is. Because in the ego, even in the ego of I, the soul, I'm a yogi, I'm a jnani, I have X years of experience. If all of these things come in, then of course they become a big block for my future progress. And so the things that Baba's talking about today are very interesting. Baba's saying, don't let service take over. Let yourself see service A, as a game, and B, remember that you're an instrument. And Baba uses the word puppet, gataputli. And Dadi would very often use this expression for herself, that as God pulls the strings, I dance. And so that idea that I'm an instrument and God is in charge, and to be able to live by that and practice that and experience that means that truly I'm getting rid of all the ego of I. But without that practice, what does it mean to be an instrument? And really, truly, to have Baba in charge, and yet, of course, there's the paradox. Can I just say, Baba's going to do everything, and I'm neglecting my own responsibility or duty? And Baba will pick up on that and say, but you have to do the karma. And today's Murli also underlines that. Baba gives us the opportunity for fortune, so we have to do what we need to do. But I still have to maintain the awareness that Baba is in charge. And Dadi would underline this for us many, many times. She would say, can anyone here say that I did this service? Whatever it is. Whether it's the creation of Global House, Diamond House, Oxford, whatever it is. If it weren't for Baba, how could it have happened? All the service that's happening, and I just mentioned a few places in the UK, but just imagine that he came from India just with a few sets of saris and nothing else except the treasures she was carrying in here and the experiences that she had had with Baba. And how did this little woman, she was very little and she shrunk through the years, but this little woman was able to not just do everything that's happened in the UK, but also actually train most of the teachers who are the instruments for service across the world, inspire them, support them, sustain them, empower them, all the things that she did all the time, not just for a little while, but all the time. And when we would go to Bharat, then again, Daddy would give so much personal attention to individuals, to groups, to the service that was going on, ask them if they needed any support. All of that was happening all the time. And you see the results of that. But she would never ever say, I am doing this or I did this. She would say, the magic that's happened in terms of service from nothing to everything, it's been Baba. And it's true that God's power is what souls carried away with themselves after meeting Dadi. You didn't say, Dadi gave me the power. You said, Dadi told me this, but then you had to then follow and take the power from God. And she showed you how to do that. When the first collection of her classes was written, and there was then the question, somebody put them together, Sharona in Israel put them together, and then the question was, what's the title of this book? And I suggested Companion of God, and we asked Daddy, and she loved it. And after that, it's been Daddy's favorite expression. What do you do? How do you do it? I'm God's companion. So God's companion is something that Baba's offering to all of us, to be God's companion and see how God's magic can work. And so, Katputli, can I be the puppet? I like the word Katputli. It's a nicer word than puppet. But can I be the puppet with God pulling the strings and I doing what I need to do, but knowing that, yes, it is God who is in charge. And Baba is saying, when you're doing service, all you're doing is simply writing what has already been written. It's there already, done already, fixed already, and all you're doing is writing it now again. Because it's happened many, many times past kalpas, and it's happening now again. And so that idea of just simply doing what's been fixed in the drama and God in charge, and it liberates us from the worry and the anxiety of how and why and what and if and but. And so one method that Baba's given, be the puppet. The second method that Baba's given, the whole Murli is about using these methods in terms of service. And so the second method that Baba's given is, let it be a game. Don't take it seriously. Nobody, there's an interesting expression, nobody else is taking you seriously. Why are you taking yourself so seriously? And so, don't take it seriously. It's a game. But yes, when you step onto the game field, you don't know if the ball is going to hit your legs or you're going to be able to kick the ball. You don't know if it's going to come at you from here or there or where, unexpected, and so you just have to be alert. Sometimes, well, the Gita uses the image, the analogy of the warrior, but that's a bit violent. So, but of course, non-violent warriors is a term that Sakar Baba often uses. I don't think it's come so much in Avyakt Murli's, but certainly in Sakar Murli's, be the warrior on the battlefield, absolutely alert, can't blink, just watch what's going on and do what you need to do. But the idea of the game, and yes, the alertness that you need to have on the field, but not just the alertness, knowing that it's a game. And it's not a question of winning and losing, it's a question of your consciousness as you do it. And in this case, the outcome is fixed, victory is fixed, Satyuga is coming, no question about that. The only question is, how have I been able to play the game? Have I been able to play, keeping my own dignity, doing what I need to do, but also just seeing how others are playing, and they'll do the best that they can, but let me play in whatever way it is I can. And so, keep my eye on the ball, and not let my eye go here or there, but knowing that drama is fixed and victory is destined. And so, if the ball is hitting me, again, it's okay. Let me carry on. I'm not going to give up because of that. And so, Baba encouraging us and inspiring us in this particular Murli, but Baba also, again and again, reminding us, just simply go into silence inside, connect with Baba, and Baba will give you power and refreshment. And so Baba making sure that we understand that the main thing is Sangam Yuga. It's Sangam Yuga, and whatever is going on, it's an opportunity to create fortune for the whole Kalpa. And so yes, service is fortune, service is amazing, it teaches us so many things, but at the same time, not to get distracted by service. I was talking about here about keeping a balance, being aware of the needs of the body and also doing service. It's not often Baba tells us, yes, you need to have sleep. How often have you heard Baba say that? Not so often. Usually Baba is saying, don't sleep. But in this Murali, Baba is telling us, yes, you need to make sure that you get enough sleep. So Baba also, the loving mother, not just concerned with service, but concerned with the physical and spiritual well-being of his children. I hope there's a video of this, Murali, so that when you see it, you'll see Baba's loving concern and how he expresses that. The words carry that also, but of course seeing Baba's face at that time was very powerful and beautiful. So, a lovely Murali. But I also want to talk about another thing that's come up in several of the Avyakt Muralis and the Sakar Murali recently. And that is Baba talking about Sakshi and Sathi, the observer and the companion. And I always used to think that if God is my companion, then I'll be able to be the detached observer. And over this period, what I've been seeing is that Baba's not saying companion first, Baba's saying observer first. And so giving it a little bit of thought and realizing that trying to be an observer, just thinking, well, God's my companion, God's going to help, and somewhere there's a slippage and you forget to be the observer. But if I train myself to be the observer, Baba always says, you take one step forward and I'll come 100,000 steps forward to you. And so if firstly I make that effort and keep checking within a situation, am I the detached observer of this, or have I got caught up in the game? Everything's a game, and so am I getting caught up in it? Or am I able to be detached from it in a very genuine way, in which in that detachment I'm able to see myself? Because being the observer, being the witness, means that firstly I see what's going on in myself, and then secondly I'll be able to stay detached from whatever it is that's going on, even detached from the outcome. Because if today things are not going the way I want them to, it's okay. The drama is accurate, the drama is perfect. And these are not just words that Baba's speaking. When Sakar Baba spoke the Murali, these were the things that Shiv Baba was saying, but Brahma Baba was practicing, both together, working hand in hand, or even so closely that they were totally connected. But Shiv Baba is telling us, be the detached observer. It's come in Sakar Muralis how many times. And Brahma Baba, not just listening to those words, but practicing those words and following those words in reality, in life. And so maybe this period, when we have this opportunity to continue with the Sakar Muralis, amazing. We've heard them 10, 12, more times now, I can't count, 13 times, who knows. But whatever it is that's coming in the Sakar Muralis, can I practice the things that Baba's talking about? And the Avyakta Muralis. Baba and Mama didn't need to hear the Avyakta Muralis. They practiced what Baba was saying from the Sakar Muralis, and they became Avyakta. We've had the opportunity of Sakar Muralis revision, and for those who are new, very new things coming in the Murali, but also the opportunity to go through all the Avyakta Muralis. And I know sometimes people write to me and say, we're now at 1988 Muralis, but there's a lot of Muralis that we've missed. And they find the books and the everything's now available online. But they find everything, and somebody wrote to me yesterday saying she's starting her journey again with the 1969 Muralis, and she's realizing how profound they are. And they were incredibly profound. But if anybody wants to catch up, there's an opportunity to catch up. If I haven't even been around for the revision of those, well, I can go back. Technology has made sure that nobody gets left behind. Everybody has access to everything. And so let me study the things that can help me move forward. And so that stage of the detached observer, I have to keep checking myself again. Am I the detached observer? And if I'm not, what is it that I can do that can help me? And so the more I practice being detached, then it's easier to be connected with Baba and feel Baba's companionship. For new people, not so easy to think about how to meditate. It takes a little while. So many questions yesterday were simply about this. How do I meditate? They've been through the course, they've heard Muralis, but still the question comes. But I see also that as we move along further, I know how to meditate, but I don't always do it. And so let me, even in those moments of traffic control, let me connect with Baba. And yes, as I continue to do this, then the hope is that, like Daddy used to say, ask me how long I don't meditate. I meditate all the time. And so can I come to that stage where I'm meditating all the time? Whatever else it is I do, one channel, and this works on many channels, and so one channel is connected with Baba. So that is influencing everything that I do. And so that stage in which I'm detached, never mind the outcome, what is actually going to give me the power is how I manage things and observe things. And observing and not reacting doesn't mean suppression. I used to think that if I suppress anger, that's going to lead to depression. And that is a truth. That's absolutely true. If I want to react and I can't react, and I haven't yet learned the skill of changing the pattern of my thinking, then that reaction that I'm suppressing is going to lead to depression. But Baba doesn't want me to be depressed in Sangam Yuga. Baba wants me to experience the joy and the beauty and the love of Sangam Yuga with God and the family, not even just God, but the family also. And so Baba teaches us how to change the mechanism of thinking so that I turn it around so that I can have that experience of Sangam Yuga, with the days slipping by very quickly. This is what I'd like to do. And so on the one side, it's anger that's suppressed that causes the depression. But I've also understood recently that any other negative emotions that we go through, jealousy for instance, if I've suppressed jealousy, I haven't acknowledged that that's what I'm going through for whatever reason, and I'm suppressing that, then that leads to depression, sorrow. If I haven't been able to deal with the sorrow that I felt yesterday, and I'm suppressing that, well, I feel depression is the end of the line in a sense, but I begin to feel heavy. Why am I feeling so heavy? What's going on? Nothing's going on now, but I'm still feeling heavy. And so sorrow suppressed. And in fact, that's been the case for Brahmins for a long, long time. We hear something, we see something, don't like it, and I don't want to say anything about it, but I've held that sorrow inside myself. And so Baba's saying, let go. You're the observer, be the observer of yourself and let go. And when you're able to let go and be free, that's when truly you can be a clean, clear instrument for Baba. In the early days when the Avyakt Murali started, it was just interesting drama. I've heard the story from Daddy Gulzar directly. Different people have told me different versions, but the story I heard from Daddy Gulzar directly about how none of the other senior trans messengers felt very comfortable to carry Bhog to Baba on the 21st of January 1969. Why? Because they were feeling the sorrow. And Daddy Gulzar somehow had managed to deal with whatever, and maybe it's because she was the first person to arrive in Madhuban when Baba passed away. And immediately Daddy Kumarka asked her, ask Baba, what do we do? So maybe four times a day, on the 19th, 20th, and then on the 21st morning, she was going to Baba. It was literally like lifting a phone. You know, like you and I would lift a phone and say, Daddy, this is going on, what shall I do? And some people used to do that. She would go to Daddy Gulzar. This is the question. Daddy Gulzar would fly up and come back with an answer. So she wasn't carrying sorrow. And she was the youngest physical age within that group of the Dadis. And when everybody said they didn't feel comfortable, then Daddy Kumarka looked at her and said she was called a Gula. She didn't call her Dadi, she called her Gula, Flower Gulzar, short for that. Gula, you're not going to let me down, are you? And so she said, yes, I'll offer the Bhog. And they experimented with other trans messengers to allow Baba to come. And then finally, Baba said, let the trans medium be fixed and the place is fixed. It's Madhuban. Baba will only use this messenger and will only come in Madhuban. And so Nimit, Daddy Gulzar's Nimit, amazing. A clear, clean instrument. Whatever was going on didn't matter. She kept herself very clean, very clear. She didn't get involved in anything that was happening. And so the detachment, and just with a few words, she'd be able to give an answer to whatever question came up in terms of service and what's going on. And Baba could use her and the amazing Muralis that we're hearing and studying now. It's because she was so clean and clear. Now, we've had that demonstration through trance, but today, not through trance, but can I really set aside all the things of the past and just be a clean, clear instrument, not holding back anything, but having cleaned out everything? And yes, then I can be Nimit. Then I can be an instrument for whatever Baba wants to do through me. Baba's going to get it done, whether through me or many others, many, many others. But if I choose, I can be that clean, clear instrument. So clean in terms of no influence of negativity and the vices, and clear in terms of no other influences of human beings on the soul. And yes, then there's absolutely no question. Baba's going to work through that instrument and magic can happen. So each one of us is a magician, not just Baba. But Baba wants to do his magic through all of us, many magicians. So not just Krishna lifting the mountain alone, but Krishna taking the help of everybody else, giving their finger of cooperation. So very lovely Murali again. Om Shanti. We'll offer bhog now.